To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the program is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or business called simplysafe.com/carry. When you're traveling, who's looking out for your place? Well, SimpliSafe offers an award-winning security system that's engineered with the latest technology to keep your family or team safe. In fact, U.S. News recently named it the best home security of 2021. To learn more, just visit simplysafe.com/carry today to customize your system, get a free security camera, and make sure your place is protected when you're home or away. You'll also receive a 60-day risk-free trial. There are no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, or no installation costs. What's more, all this starts at only $15 a month. Check it out at simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. You know, I have the good fortune to talk often with authors of travel books during our Write Stuff segment on this show, but today's guest got into the travel field from a very young age in most unusual ways. Jeffrey Weil runs a New York-based public relations firm that handles mostly travel clients, but Jeffrey himself is an inveterate traveler who, at a very young age, became captivated by, well, let me have the author of this new memoir titled All Abroad, a Memoir of Travel Obsession, tell you about it himself. But while he speaks, I want you to keep the word obsession in mind. Jeffrey, welcome to the show. Please share with us what an odd traveler you were as a child.
Well, Rudy, thank you for having me on the show. And I don't know if, well, maybe I was odd. Maybe I was odd. It started really with hotels. My parents would take, I grew up in London, as you can hear, and we would go to a resort called Brighton, which was 50 miles away, but took half a day to get there. And we'd stay in a very grand hotel called the Metropole. And at 6 years old and 7 years old and 5 years old, I would have my own room. And I was never frightened. My parents obviously weren't frightened either, but I came to love this atmosphere of being in a hotel. And it kind of grew crazily from there. I go to a hotel and I walk down the corridor to my room and I see do not disturb signs at 3 in the afternoon. And the first thing that comes to my mind is why? And, you know, are they plotting a bombing? Are they eating hamburgers in the nude? Whatever it is, hotels are kind of a place where you can go to be indiscreet privately. And I suppose that's what, even at 6 or 7 or 8, I kind of felt. And well, it grew from there.
You did admit that you were a bit odd. For example, when you were in grade school, when you would sneak away, you would go down to Piccadilly Circus because those were the streets where all the airline offices were back in the days of airline offices, because you would want to go in and get the schedules so you could memorize the flights. You would try to get posters.
Exactly.
Talk about the airline you designed at a very young age.
Well, I would work out where this airline was based. Let's say it was based in Rangoon. And I'd work out what flight, where it would have to connect to, and I would work out the flight times by using the big airline guide that was actually, I was given a subscription to that for my bar mitzvah by my father, and it was, I think, my favorite gift. And I would type, and I was also given a typewriter, and I would create these airline, I would create a whole airline timetable with the times and the airline offices and what meal would be served on which flight. It was really quite bizarre.
When you say what meal, you're not just talking about breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You planned the menus.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, there were vegetarian options and Muslim options, and yeah, it was a way of learning the world, I suppose. I mean, when I was 10 and somebody would say, how would you get from Johannesburg to Hong Kong? I could tell them what airline you'd take and where you'd change.
You were obsessed with logistics. Let me quote something out of your book. I came to surround myself with guidebooks, maps, atlases, brochures, timetables, schedules, and my favorite palette of it all, those dozens of red Michelin guides lined up along a long shelf, describing in a parade of miniature symbols and hieroglyphics, not the sights, but the attributes of the hotels of France, Italy, Britain, and Germany. You're still doing that, aren't you? We're reaching you right now at a very nice hotel in Bavaria in Germany. We only have about 45 seconds left, but you still are noting what kind of buttons the concierge is wearing and what kind of doorknobs are on the handles, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I'm currently in the middle. I just walked out of the restaurant of a two-star Michelin meal at Schloss Elmau in Bavaria. And, you know, what I love doing at 10, I managed to make a career out of. Which is kind of lucky.
Not only have you made a career out about it, you have written a fascinating book. I will tell you, I have read every word of this book. It made me laugh. There are some poignant moments about Jeffrey's life, but I would recommend it to anyone who loves travel or just a great, great true tale. It's called All Abroad, a memoir of travel and obsession. And the author is Jeffrey Weil, JeoffreyWeill. You can get it at Amazon or anywhere you buy your books. All Abroad, a memoir of travel and obsession. Jeffrey, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you, Rudy. All the best to you.
And you. We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.